Good morning, the Exotic Vet. This is Sharon.
Hi, yes. I was wondering, do you treat chickens there?
We do. We're fully booked today, but we do see them. What's wrong with your chicken?
Well, we got her out of the pen this morning. She's probably about 4 months old, and she was just very lethargic and sort of breathing a little bit funny.
Okay. And has she been okay up until now? Like, she's been eating okay? And
we've only had her for a week.
Oh, right, okay. Where'd you get her from? Is she from a...
We got her from some poultry markets at Beer Barn last week.
Okay.
I've emailed the breeder, but they don't have a phone number to contact them on.
Oh, dear, okay. And she was fine when you got her? She seems bright.
She appeared fine, yeah. She was... So I'm not sure what's going on, but is it... If it was contagious, I just didn't want to risk.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, she might have something going on there. She probably does need to be seen, like, some stage this weekend, if she's quite lethargic. As I said, we are booked, we're fully booked today. Whereabouts are you? Where do you
live? We're at Morayfield.
So the next closest one to you is Unusual Pet Vets, but they're up at Budrum. They're up at Budrum, so it's a bit of a drive.
Yeah.
But with chickens, it's a bit of a... speciality, so a lot of GP clinics don't see them. So there's you can try there's Brisbane Bird and Exotics, but they're at Greenslopes, so that's also a bit of a
hike. Getting further away.
Yeah, exactly. And then the other Unusual Pet Vets is at Jindalee's, that's even further.
Yeah.
I think the closest one for you is probably the Budrum one. They're open all weekend, they're open till 5 today and 4 tomorrow.
Yep. If we wanted to do something with the other chooks just to ensure that they're still well and healthy, because we've got another one who's about the same age.
I'd probably bring her inside. Have they been out? She's been outside in the coop, has she?
Yeah, she's been outside in the coop.
Yeah, I'd probably bring her in if you can. Just keep her
separated. Oh, we've already got her inside in a cage in the laundry.
Yeah, I just keep her separated from the others. Make sure she's nice and warm, because it is quite cold today as well, so make sure she's not near any drafts or open windows or anything like that.
Yeah.
Keep her nice and warm.
Should we look at getting something just to broad spectrum to treat the other hens, just in case?
No, I probably wouldn't, just in case it's something, you don't know what's going on with them. If it's not if it's not a bacterial infection, that probably won't do anything. Is she walking properly?
Oh, she's not doing anything, she's just sitting there.
She's been walking properly, though, when you got her, obviously. She wasn't limping or falling over. Okay. I'll keep a close eye on her. We can probably see her. Let me see if there's anything Monday. We could probably see her Monday, but I just don't know how she's going to go for that long, like over the weekend.
Yeah.
Considering how she is. You can try the vet at Rumba Downs. Sometimes they have a vet on Saturday that can see chickens.
Yep.
That's a lot closer, because it's called VetMD.
Yep.
That Rumba Down. So you can try them. If not, so we do have appointments Monday, but if you didn't want to drive up to Budrum over the weekend.
Yep, okay.
Yeah, we can fit her in Monday. But yeah, I just make sure she's kept nice and warm. That's the main priority when they're sick.
Yep.
But we don't know, you don't know what's going on. It could be bacterial, it could be viral.
Yeah, I know the breeders. Hopefully they'll say if they've been, I don't know if she's been vaccinated or wormed or anything like that.
Yeah, because at Merrick's, obviously, they need to be vaccinated for that at 1 week of age.
Yeah.
So whether they did that, but generally with that, they're falling over. They can't walk properly. They're really sick. So whether it's the start of that or something else going on, it's a bit hard to know. But make sure she's vaccinated. That's a good place to start. Because if she has been, then it won't be that.
Yep.
Did you only got one? You only got one chicken from there. You didn't get. What did you get?
We got two others, but they're from different breeders, we've got four birds in there. One's just started laying. One's been laying for a few months, and the other one's still probably a month or two off laying.
Okay. And the others are fine. Okay.
They're not showing any signs of stress. They're still going about their daily life as they have been for the last week.
Do you mind? I can grab your number if you like, so if anyone cancels, they can give you a call.
Okay.
If you're happy to do that.
Yep.
You see. When? What was your name again?
Judith Miller.
Judith? Okay. And your phone number?
0414.
Yep.
634.
634, yep.
454.
Okay. Alrighty, well, but if you don't mind driving to Budgerum, just give them a call and see if they can fit you in over the weekend at all. Because their emergency fees are quite expensive if they have to squeeze you in.
Yep.
So, yes, hopefully they'll have one appointment for you. But otherwise, we'll let you know if anyone cancels for today.
Yep.
Alrighty. Okay, sorry we couldn't fit you in.
That's all right. Thank you.
Alrighty, okay, right. Bye.
Bye.